Good Vach. I hope everyone's doing well and that we had a wonderful Shabbos. We are now studying Masechta Kiddushin and we are in the third parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. We are marching along, Be'ezras Hashem, in a couple of days we will be finished with Seder Kachim. So what do we have? A pair of undesignated birds that are supposed to be brought by different women, which became together, but they were brought by a Kohen who didn't realize these birds are mixed around. So what do we do in such a situation? Achas lezu, let's say one woman brings a pair of birds, ishtayim lezu, and another woman brings two pair of birds, shalosh lezu, va'eser lezu, meir lezu. So asakul namala, if the Kohen made all of them above the line, mechtze kasha, mechtze pasal, half are kosher and half are not kosher. Kula lamata, but if he made half of them underneath the line, if he did all of them under the line, mechze kasha, mechze pasal, half of them are kosher, half are not. Chetze lamala, mechetze lamata, hamaruba kasha. The number of birds in the largest group are going to be kosher. So ze akal, this is the overwhelming rule that we use. You call makom shata yachol lachlo ketzakinim. Any situation you can divide the pair shelo yu mishal isha achas bein lamalam bein lamatan in a way that one woman's karbanos will not be both above and below. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Then half of them are kosher and half are pasul. But call makom sheinata yachol lachlo ketzakinim achi yu mishal isha achas bein lamalam bein lamatan. If you can't get into any situation where the one woman in the group, so it would have to be such that both birds would be above or both birds below the red line, hamaruba kasher, in such a situation, then the larger number of the birds in the group is going to be kasher. And so again, using the math, when you have one and two and 100, and you know the numbers get large enough that within the number of pairs, we can help some of the women be able to fulfill a basic obligation. Chatas lezu, olu lezu. What happens if a pair of birds for to be a chatas for one woman and an olu for another woman? Asakula namalan. If you bring all of them above the red line as a carbon ola for a bird, it's a mechzakash or mechzapasal. Half of this a pair is valid. Half is not valid. Kula lamat, if you did them all down, the way chatas is supposed to be done, to mechze kasher, mechze pasul, half is okay, half is not. But chetzi lamal and chetzi lamatan, if you did half above and half below, it's shteim psulasim, then both are good, are no good. Why is that? Shani omer, chatas kreva lamalan, va'ola lamatan. Maybe you reverse the order over here, right? And since you reverse the order, you're going to get yourself into trouble. Until we know for sure that the woman fulfilled at least a chata and at least an ola, the situation is going to be such that it's not going to be okay. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow. A guten Woche to all.